Do you like making e-videos? How do you feel about making 25 million ISK a week? Want to do both at the same time? Contact Hallan Turek Endgame and help make my vision of a video news update a reality. My name is Hallan Turek, and this is Eve News Now. You're tired. Tired of staring at the same rocks all day. And you're bored. You're bored with shooting at the same rats and missions and anomalies. And you're better than this. But you can't break out of the rut. PvPing is expensive, so doesn't it make sense to get paid to do it? Join Cosmic Sumerians, an Aussie corp with a strong US time zone presence. They've got a 90% efficiency, and they're part of a noir mercenary group, a proven and elite group of PvPers. They want people from all time zones to come and be better than they are. If you've got more than 20 million skill points, contact the Menemone in-game and set up an interview. That's T-H-E space M-N-E-M-O-N-E. And really, aren't you tired of settling for just good enough? January 22nd. In Catch, AAA again holds the systems of HeadGP and GE-8JV in the culmination of its campaign to regain its space. This moment's been 4 months in the making and must feel good for AAA pilots. In Amensi, this region, considered the initiative's last bastion, has been hit today by a combined White Noise and Red Alliance force. With the initiative's allies resetting and attacking them, it is only a matter of time before they own no space at all. In Fountain, a super capital battle took place in Z3OS-A, which is an important IT jump bridge system. The battle looked to be pretty standard for a while, with IT deploying 7 Titans, 55 motherships, and many more regular capitals. After they committed those forces, however, the NC outblobbed the capital fleet and forced IT to log off or jump out. Despite losing a total of 46 billion ISK, the CF and NC side ended the battle with an 85% efficiency. IT lost 2 Titans, 2 motherships, and a whole fleet's worth of dreads and carriers, and another sure blow to their morale. January 23rd, after yesterday's terrible loss, the rumors of IT's demise are growing louder and more certain. While IT holds that they are more than capable of dealing with any threat from without, it may be a threat from within that finally does end this alliance. January 24th, in Fountain, Test Alliance has launched 16 TCUs in a move sure to grate on the nerves of IT and Fountain residents. To this day, nearly a quarter of Fountain has been claimed by the Charlie Foxtrot Coalition. Approximately 700 members of IT left today as the corporation's X-13 and Finn fleet fled to greener pastures. The rumors of IT's demise begin to feel like more than rumors at this point. IT is not alone, however, as Systematic Chaos has declared a move to Delve to help IT defend its space. This will mean abandoning their own space to the Stainwagon incursion. The official plan, as outlined in an alliance mail, will involve retaking their period basis holdings after repelling the attacks in the north. January 25th. In Curse, X-13 and Finfleet have gotten off to a terrible start, forming a new alliance called Raiden and losing 2 Titans and 2 motherships to a Red Alliance and AAA fleet in Latome. Raiden were using their supercaps reliably against the same system. As many have been taught before Raiden, this is why predictability in supercap usage is a bad idea. January 26. IT Alliance has deployed many TCUs to their Delve and Quirius holdings. The officially stated reasons are to create a buffer zone around their important systems. But really, if they're expecting a cascade failure soon, wouldn't this be a great move to stall out anyone trying to take their space afterwards? In Venal, what once was a PL haven has become another eviction, as every PL Technetium tower has been removed. While the NC is now facing a smaller problem to the east in the form of Evoke and the Drone Russian Federation, this is a good morale booster after so many terrible losses. January 27th, in Quirius, AAA has begun a campaign to hit IT systems in what may be the first of many attacks. With IT support crumbling and morale at a low, how long can Delve and Quirius last against a serious attack? In Geminit, the combined Evoke and Drone Russian Federation forces have begun an assault on BWF-ZZ, and despite winning the IS battle handedly, were driven off by superior numbers. The NC also managed to destroy every Evoke staging post, leaving the invaders no choice but to regroup. January 28th, in Fountain, IT Alliance has officially hired PL, who have been set blue. The tables have turned, as PL was originally kicked out of Fountain by IT, and are now hired by IT to keep Fountain instead. Will it be enough to stem the tide? This has been Eve News Now. Special thanks to Eve News 24, CCP, to Dotlin, and viewers like you. Thanks for listening.